Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Kurt Heisler to talk Holton Wildcat girls basketball. Holton started the new year with a win and a loss since the holiday break. We'll start with the win, and certainly a good one on the road at Sabetha last Friday night. Tight game throughout, but Holton had the lead and was able to hold on to that lead through the remainder of the game, winning it in the end 45-42, a night in which your girls hit 6 3-pointers, Coach, and against the zone, that was pretty big, but showed a lot of grit, I felt like, and made just enough plays and winning plays to secure that big victory.
Yeah, I was really proud of the way the girls played. I think what we saw last Friday night was indicative of what we've been seeing in practice over the break, and was happy for the team that we were able to take some of the things that we've really been focusing on and working on improving in practice, and it transferred over into game night. Like you said, we didn't play perfect. We got a lead, and then, you know, Sabetha's a good basketball team. They have a lot of heart, and they're well-coached, and they've got a fantastic leader. And they pushed back with a lot of force in the second half, and really proud of the way our team responded. We never gave up the lead. We kept our poise, and we made some mistakes in the second half, turning the ball over, but we found a way to win in the fourth quarter, so it was good.
Yeah, definitely a good one, a night in which the freshman JV and varsity were all able to pick up wins. Brooke Wilcott, 15, Grace Etzel, 9 in that victory. And then the game against Perry earlier this week, tougher. I mean, the three-point shots weren't falling. I don't think any of them went down. And in fact, scoring anyway from the free throw line or two-point land was just a big struggle. Defensively held Perry to 30 points, but mustered only 22. And I know that had to be frustrating for you and the girls.
Yeah, I think you hit it. It was a struggle. And, you know, we're not tough enough yet. And our team knows that, because the sign of a really good basketball team is when the ball's not going in the basket from the perimeter or the jump shot or even the free throw line. You gotta find a way to tough it out. What that means, create a turnover or two and get an easy basket off of a pressed turnover and a steal. Or someone steps up and just makes a clutch play, by hitting a shot, and I think the effort was fantastic. We held Perry to 30 points. We made a lot of their things that they're trying to do on offense difficult. We turned them over enough. We just got to become tougher and find ways to score the basketball game in a game. And if we do that, we win that game. So a lot of lessons we learned. Nobody's dropping their head, and they're going to bounce back and be ready to go Friday night.
Well, they'll have two. Riverside, the opponent, your only home game of the month, and Riverside coming off their only loss of the season against Nemaw Central. I know you've spent some time away from the team this week, but nice to have assistance that you feel confident that can step up and you know, handle the situation. I know you've been communicating and helping out a lot while you're spending some time with your family and your wife's family, but I'm sure it's been a tough week and one that which I'm sure you're feeling good to have the assistant coaches you do and the program continue to work hard at getting better.
Absolutely. You know, I'm blessed. I'm tremendously blessed to have the assistant staff that I've had. And, you know, they take ownership of things within practice, game planning for opponents. And our entire program's lucky to have Leslie and Briley on staff. And these girls, they appreciate what they do. And our program's not led by one person. We're a collective leadership program. And so our girls respond. They'll be ready to go. They're putting together a good game plan. And, you know, whatever it looks like on Friday, I know one thing, they're going to be prepared and they're going to play hard. So looking forward.
You bet. Game Friday night at home. We hope everybody comes out. And then Holton girls and boys will be at the Tonganoxie tournament next week. Both teams playing Tonganoxie on Monday. Coach, thanks for your time. And we send great wishes to your wife's family and you guys. And I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Appreciate you, Justin. I just want to say thank you to everyone that's been thoughts and prayers and all the blessings from Wildcat Nation. We really appreciate it.
You bet. That's Kurt Heisler, head coach of the girls. We'll talk Wildcat boys basketball after this timeout.